Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to Border Crossings, and today we are joined by an old friend. Well, he's not so old, but he's a friend, and he was on this program along with his band a number of years ago, but we're so thrilled to have him back. Jim Sonnefeld is here with us today from Hootie and the Blowfish fame, and of course, Jim Sonnefeld fame. He's also commonly known as Sonny, and we welcome you, Sonny, to the show today.
Glad to be here, and I try not to compare my fames because one is a lot bigger than the other. But
well, as far as fames go, you certainly have fames, and you certainly have number one songs, and around the world, people know You'd Only Want to Be with You, Hold My Hand. The list goes on and on for Hootie and the Blowfish hits. You yourself have put out a number of albums, and you've got a new album, the 15th Anniversary Edition, which is kind of a remixed. Remastered, I'm guessing, album of Snowman Melting. So tell me, you know, how many albums have you had out in your career, your solo career?
Well, 2008 was the first one, and that's what we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of. I produced and wrote a record with a good friend of mine, Francis Dunnery, who's a talented guy on his own, certainly. And 2008, things were, you know, in my life changing and for the band as well. And I didn't really have time to promote that project when we finished it. So Snowman Melting got shelved, and coming up on 15 years, I wanted to maybe give it a little bit of life. And so we re-recorded two new versions of a couple of the songs, and I featured our singer Darius Rucker on one of them that just got released, called Sitting in the Green Grass. And the other was with Edwin McCain, who's had his own great career.
I'll be
a singer. Yeah. So Edwin will have the second single off the record. So we're just going back. Yeah. 2008 was my first one. And then 2012, I started leaning into contemporary Christian music, and then released three EPs called Found in Love, did another one, Remember Tomorrow, in 2022, and released a book to accompany it all. So it's been a busy time.
Yeah, obviously. You've been very, very busy there. And I know that Hootie and the Blowfish took a 10-year break, I guess, something like that?
Yeah, we decided in 2008 to embark on a dormancy. You know, we just needed, I think, to get away and rethink and resuscitate. And at that time, Darius began his country career, and nobody knew it was going to be as massive as it was. So that solidified a little bit of time to let the fans maybe want us more, or, you know, sometimes you call starving your audience a little bit, but we didn't know it would last a decade.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you got to create the demand. And of course, there was big demand for Hootie and the Blowfish music. You know, I remember early 2000s when you guys were really on a roll, and that's when you came in to join us on the program. And I know when you're not doing music, you're doing golf or, you know, something like that. You guys are all golfers.
We've had a fundraiser called Monday After the Masters here in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, almost 30 years now. And it's done great to help charities in South Carolina, education, musical instruments. There's, as we know, way more need than there is ability to give money. So we've done a lot, and we've really enjoyed that. Golf is more passionate for a few of us. And I've fallen off on that, I tell you. It got too hard, and I got too bad. I stopped for a while. I had a dormancy.
You took a break from that too, from golf.
Yeah. And,
but you know, what are you doing today nowadays? Is the music Christian influenced or not at all? Or where is Jim at today?
Certainly that influence is always there. I had a rebirth, a reawakening around 2005, where I had to come to terms with my powerlessness over alcohol and drugs. I had gotten out of control, and I needed a higher power, God, as I call him, to get me back on track. So that changed my journey, and it started me thinking about, what do I want to sing about? And eventually I decided I want to sing about the celebration of life, not the heartache and the difficulties. I want to sing about victory. And so that led me on the path to the contemporary Christian music. But more so lately, it's positive music. It's about victory as well. But I like to keep the music accessible to those that maybe I don't identify as a specific Christian. And for anyone who's looking for hope and redemption, I think there's a path, and certainly a song to listen to motivate you.
Right. And you have gone through some tough challenges, and you've overcome those challenges. And as a role model, which you are, what advice do you have for people who might be experiencing their dark place or their struggles and addictions or challenges?
Well, the same thing that kept me down for way too many years and nearly killed me was that I didn't want to ask for help. I was a guy in his 30s at first, and then I got to 40 before I did ask for help. And my message is to say, no matter what you're struggling with, don't try and do it alone. There is help. There's help. There's 800 numbers. You just look up anything that you may be suffering from, and I promise you there's at least an 800 number, if not an app, or until you can find somebody in person, you know, whether it's an addiction or whether it's a hurt, a hang up, a habit, there's answers out there. And that was my biggest failing, was I didn't ask for help when I needed it. And therefore I suffered and my family suffered longer than we all should have.
Mm-hmm. And you have an outlet that many people don't have, and that is songwriting, where you could use that, you know, in a therapeutic type way, that you could express struggles and feelings and emotions and put it to music, and people would know whether it's, you know, really a song about you or what it's about, because everybody's going through something.
Yeah. And if I look back at the songs before I made a turn in life, they were getting a little dark. And like, if you would have known I wrote all the ones about loneliness and pain, you'd have thought this guy needs a little help for sure. And so I made the turn, and I think music can be a healer of sorts. It can draw you in. It can help you to celebrate and find some hope and inspiration. So I've loved that I get to write about some of the positive aspects of my recovery and of maturing a little bit, and share them and perform them to others. I love going out and interacting with the crowds, whether it's a book tour or my own shows at a church or even Zooms.
Well, we are so happy to have Jim Sonnefeld on the show today and promoting a brand new version of Snowman Melting on his 15th anniversary, the deluxe version, which has a few surprises and changes. But we're going to talk more about the album as we go along. I'd like to get you to inspire our audience by singing, if you wouldn't mind. Inspire us with some songs.
I'd love to do that. I want to play a song called Sitting in the Green Grass that I have a recording of that's available where our singer Darius Rucker features with me, which was really fun. We did a new version. It's just about getting out of the busyness and the craziness of the city and trying to find your peace metaphorically in the country, you know, looking at the at nature. So here's Sitting in the Green Grass.
Sitting in the Green Grass, Jim Sonnefeld, right here on Border Crossings.
Sitting and I'm dreaming, watching all the hills out in front of me, trying to clear my head from the troubles that I'm leaving behind. Hush, my little baby, greener are the fields that we're driving for, cleaner is the air that we'll breathe. The burden of the city life has left a scar upon my soul. Always breathing down my back, so cold. Now I'm sitting in the green grass, watching as the days go by. Sitting in the green grass, watching as the days go by. Driving down the back roads, feeling all the blowing trees, wondering if the city's gonna pack her bag and follow me. Laughing and screaming, confessing the mistakes that I made in life, here to figure out what they are, gonna throw them away. The burden of the city life has left a scar upon my soul. Always breathing down my back, so cold. Now I'm sitting in the green grass, watching as the days go by. Sitting in the green grass, watching as the days go by. Now I can't. far away. Drop my toes in the water, let the sun drench my face. And all of the river, like the river, seemed to drift on by. Taken by the current in my country state of mind. And I was all jammed up by the noise and the traffic and the daily grind. Stuck downtown with a million other people, I lost my mind. Now I'm sitting in the green grass watching as the days go by. Sitting in the green grass watching as the days go by.
Crossings, Jim Sonnefeld, who's with us today on Border Crossings program, and that was Sitting in the Green Grass. That is a new song on what is a new album. It's actually a re-released version of what was originally Snowman Melting in 2008, and now the 15th anniversary of the new version of it, deluxe version of it. So what other surprises other than being with Darius do you have planned on the new deluxe version?
Well, I immediately called people who were far better singers than I am when I wanted help. I'm wise that way. I've gotten old and wise. And I said, who would I love to have on here? Who would I love to sing with? And Darius, of course, was at the top of the list. But then our other local South Carolina export, Edwin McCain, was on that list. And I've always wanted to do a project with him. We did one together with the band years ago. But so I got Edwin to feature on another song, and just so fun to have old friendships. You know, we've known each other for, 25, 30 years and performed a zillion times. And it's good to be able to keep those relationships healthy and together.
All right. So I have a question for you. Your top three collaborations wish list, the artist can be dead or alive.
Well, gosh, I would say a guy that's alive that is a prolific country songwriter named Radney Foster. We've written before, but we've never done like a full collab where we both sing on the same song. That would be right up there for me. Dead, Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Because, I mean, who wouldn't want to? That's like the best.
Right.
And another one alive, probably one of my old heroes and influences, Elton John. You know, he does some collabs still. I like his old youthful falsetto high voice, mm-hmm. but I take him, in his present time too.
And I was going to, I was so curious to know the inspiration for music for you. Did you know early on you wanted to be a musician? This is the career path you wanted, or were you studying to be something else and this kind of just fell into your lap? How did it go about for you?
I was born a drummer. I literally couldn't stop tapping. I couldn't stop manifesting it outwardly. And I didn't know what to do with that. And still today, there's a rhythm that goes on in my head. And my parents at age, when I was 13, eventually decided that getting me drum lessons would be less expensive than therapy, because they thought maybe there was something wrong with this kid who couldn't stop tapping on everything. And we organized those rhythms in my head and I began drumming. And I was a late bloomer. I didn't join my first band till 21. But I had a cool mom. She had a cool music taste. She was listening to Motown and classic rock as a mom raising five kids with my dad. And I thought that was cool. And that music stuck with me. So any of the stuff from the classic rock era was big. Prime country was big because I started writing songs later and picked up an acoustic guitar. And that stuff from the 80s and early 90s was really influential in learning how to arrange music and put melodies and lyrics together. So those were big influences on me. And I still listen to a lot of that stuff. It has a good long life in my head.
Jim Sonnefeld is with us from his own solo career and his new album, which is Snowman Melting. on the 15th anniversary, the deluxe version of the album. Also known for Hootie and the Blowfish fame, because you're very much a part of that. Now, were you guys in college together? How did you meet? How did Hootie and the Blowfish get started?
Timing was great because we came from different places to the University of South Carolina in the 80s. And by the time I was winding up my soccer career here and trying to get a scroll as everybody else was, it was 1989 and the band were looking to write songs. Hootie and the Blowfish already existed and their drummer left when he graduated. And I was the one who slipped in there and we started writing our own music and really put a focus on how do we get a fan base? How do we get gigs? How do we develop? And this was before the internet, before downloading or streaming. So you kind of had to go out and play. You had to drive to town, sell your cassettes before the compact disc came along and sell t-shirts and try and keep gas and tires on your van. And it was old school. We did that for 5 years until we got signed by Atlantic Records. And that was a big break. Getting on David Letterman was the second break. And that sort of changed things forever for us four.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you were and what you were doing the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember where I was, but I think we were together and we all had a giggle. And I know that we were humble enough not to run out and turn it up and stick our heads out the windows. I think we were in a car and maybe we just said, that's pretty cool. And you know, we probably turned it because we were probably tired of it by then.
Mm. We've got Sonny with us, Jim Sonnefeld from the band Hootie and the Blowfish, and of course his own solo career, which includes a number of albums. How many solo albums altogether?
I have done 4 EPs and 1 full length. So keeping busy enough. It's easier to make music in the modern era with the digital, you know, laptop is practically all you need, but I like to use live musicians.
Are you going to do another song for us?
I am. I'm going to play a song off my 2022 EP. The song is called Unafraid. It's a send out, you know, if I could dedicate it to anybody out there that is hurting and needs a little bit of encouragement to take that leap of faith into some new territory. That's what I was thinking of when I wrote Unafraid.
All right, here's Jim Sonnefeld and Unafraid on Border Crossings.
I hid behind walls I thought I couldn't climb. Stood in the dark, hands over my eyes. Watched the world take hold of what could have been mine. I was too afraid. I let this crazy old world knock me to the ground. All the times I failed, they tried to keep me down. But I got up just to go another round, saying not today. What will I gain if I don't try to find the truth beneath the lie? I'm gonna fight this fear and choose to stay. I'm gonna live my life this way. So perfect, keeping up with my pride. But what's it all worth if it's just a big disguise? The picture gets a little more real when you get outside the lines. What will I gain if I don't try to find the truth beneath the lies? I'm gonna fight this fear and choose to stay. I'm gonna live my life this way, unafraid. what will I gain if I don't try to find the truth? Oh, those little lies, I'll fight this fear and choose to stay. I'm gonna live my life this way.
Crossing, Jim Sonnefeld is our guest. That song is called Unafraid, a song that's inspirational to anybody who might be dealing with challenges. We're all dealing with something right now in our lives. Can definitely use inspiring music. The headlines, the news, whew, you know, we can got to turn to music to escape what's going on, all the noise that's going on outside. Now, you guys have toured the world. You know, it's often that I get a chance to talk to somebody. It's not that often that I get a chance to talk to somebody that's an international star, not only in the United States, but known for their music around the globe. And you've played, I'm sure, many, many countries. You guys must have toured the world.
We started out just being amazed that we could travel across North America. By 95, when things blew up, we were playing big venues across North America. And suddenly we got word that there were other places, the UK, England, you know, Ireland, Scotland. We went over there. And then it was Australia. I mean, the cool thing was, is that we never thought we could, you know, even get to the border of our own country in terms of people listening to our music. And, you know, to arrive on a beach in South Africa with 10,000 people waiting to sing your songs is pretty amazing. To go to, like I said, New Zealand, Australia, even into Europe where there was a smaller fan base was pretty amazing. But some of the best times were going out with the USO to play for our troops across the world. And they will take you a long distance if you're willing to go get in their C-130 and fly to Southeast Asia or Hungary or Saudi Arabia. I mean, we went everywhere and they were very redeeming for us. None of the four of us got to serve in our military, and to go give a small thanks to play some music and just see everybody out there was really important for us.
Did you get to ride in a fighter jet? Check out the G's?
We were in a, what do they call that helicopter? A Black Hawk, maybe?
A Black Hawk, yeah. Black Hawk Down, the famous movie.
Yeah, we rode, like I said, we took off from Georgia and flew all the way, got to do a mid-air fueling to get all the way to Southeast Asia. We stopped in Hawaii to play a base there, and we did all sorts of fun things. The military never let us have any boring days, for sure.
Wow. Do you have favorite places you like to play when you're traveling around the world?
You know, we like outdoors, I'll tell you that. So when we went out in 2019 and reunited, we did amphitheaters across America. There's nothing better than a summer night when you've got 20,000 fans out there and the moon shining on the back of your head. That's what music is for me, is somewhere outside. If not, it's a bar in anywhere America, because that's where we grew up and honed our craft. So I like a little dumpy little bar that has 300 or 400 people and the front row is right up on you. That's what rock and roll also means to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you have a preference between the festival audiences where there's 50,000 people or the smaller clubs where there's a couple hundred thousand, whatever, you know, however many come. But do you have a preference?
As a drummer with a big ego who has to sit in the back of the stage, I prefer my seat to be as close to the front of the stage as possible. So a club allows me to be, you know, maybe 25 feet from that front row, which I love. But I'll say there's nothing like the wave of volume that comes over the stage when there's 30,000 people screaming at one time. That is, I remember the first time I experienced it, it scared the hell out of me. I was like, I thought maybe something was wrong with the sound system because it was so much louder than our instruments. And I'll never forget that. And I would love to revisit it at some time.
I can't imagine, because I'm not in that industry, what the feeling would be like being on stage in a country performing where they don't speak English, but they know the words to all of your songs.
Yeah, that is amazing. Our crowds shrunk down in size considerably when we got to places where English was the second language. But to be in those environments, to see that music And language has a place where they can cross over. You know, a melody sung and or hummed doesn't often even need a word. La, 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 la can be right. Something we can all land on. So, but I always thought it was funny to see people trying to get the words. Americans have a hard time. English speakers have a hard time remembering lyrics. I've looked out many times and see people singing lyrics that are not correct. Mm. So I always appreciate that a foreign speaker could bother to remember our lyrics.
Do you guys ever get lost in the lyrics? Forget your lyrics? Forget, you know, whatever the next chord is or something? How do you recover from that?
That's why they make teleprompters.
Oh, that's funny. We're talking with Sonny, Jim Sonnefeld, and he's our guest today on Border Crossings. Now, I did want to also find out from you, is Hootie and the Blowfish still together? Are you still making music?
Yeah, we, as I mentioned, by 2008, we decided on an indefinite dormancy. And as a result of several things going on in the band, we let that dormancy go almost a decade and reunited in 2019. And we have a foundation down here in South Carolina that we raise money for, and we still like to fund that. And so we'll do a show, at least a show a year, even if we're not together, even in the same state, we'll get together for that. But, you know, these days, we're waiting on the next tour or the decision to do another reunion tour, and haven't decided when that's going to be, but we hope it's not too far down the road. I'm the elder member of the band, and I'll be 59 this year. So,
You look great. You look young.
Thank you. I would like to get out there and do a few more tours before everything hurts too much. Right.
Well, you know, I'm sure you never imagined the day when somebody would say that's an oldie, you know.
Right. I mean, you're not wrong about that. We've got the Rolling Stones to keep Hootie and the Blowfish looking like they're not the oldest guys out there. Because as long as Mick Jagger's on a stage, I feel like a young kid.
Now, Jim Sonnefeld's going to do another song for us. What have you picked?
I'm going to pick one from the old Hootie catalog. It was a song that I wrote just before joining the band in 1989 and ended up on, you know, a cassette. It ended up on Cracked Rear View, our Atlantic debut. It's the song we played on Letterman the first time, and we've dragged it along for 30-some years. It's called Hold My Hand.
Jim Sonnefeld on Border Crossings.
With a little love, some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mess, with a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take him by the hand, 'cause I got a hand for you. Yesterday, I saw you standing there. Your head was down, your eyes were red. No comb had touched your hair. I said, get up, let me see you smile. We'll take a walk together, we'll walk the road a while, 'cause I got a hand for. Best I can. Oh yeah. See, I was wasted, and I was a waste of time, till I thought about your problems, and I thought about your crimes. Then I stood up, and then I screamed aloud, I don't wanna be part of your problem, don't wanna be part of your crowd, 'cause I got a hand for you, I got a hand for you, I wanna run with you, so come on home. the best I can. Oh yeah, best I can.
Border Crossings, Jim Sonnefeld, Sonny to his friends. And he's been in the business a long time, doing this a long time. We just heard one of the classics from the Hootie and the Blowfish collection of hits, which, Jim, you wrote. So did you start off as a songwriter or a singer, drummer? What was the first thing you found talent in?
Well, I was born a drummer, so I was a drummer until I realized I like melody and I like lyrics. So I had a friend teach me guitar and a little piano, just enough to get in trouble, and then put together some chords for a song. And mainly just a songwriter these days. And that was one of the first songs that I was proud of. I'd been writing for a few years and nothing really was coming that was great. And when I was at my audition with the band and they said, "Do you have any original music?" The only one I was really proud of was Hold My Hand. I pulled that out and everybody liked it. Darius's voice sounded perfect. He adds so much to it with his soul and his texture. So it never would have been what it is today without Darius, his version singing. But, you know, we all write in the band and we all collaborate and pitch in different ways, lyrics, melodies, guitar parts. And that's what I've enjoyed most, is that collaborative effort of, you know, sitting around and hashing things out. And we'll keep writing if we are able.
Mm-hmm. Snowman Melting is the new album release, which is coming out on the 15th year anniversary of the original version of Snowman Melting. What comes after this? What's the next plan for Jim Sonnefeld?
Well, I think I'd like to go out and support the book that I put out in 2022, Swimming with the Blowfish. So there's always a bookstore that'll have me and I can go tell stories, take a Q&A, play some music. That's a good place. I also go out and play some shows with Celebrate Recovery, which helps anybody with a hurt, hang up or habit get relief through 12 steps and a specific Jesus Christ. So that's been really, really fulfilling for me to do. There's always a gig. And I'm not too picky. I like just the connection and the interaction, but I'll probably put out another project. I need to be creative. I've always known that. I need a project.
You need an outlet for your creativity. Yeah. Snowman Melting is the album, but you said the book is called Swimming with the Blowfish.
Yes, Diversion Books published that a year ago, and we've had great success going out and playing shows and supporting that. I've gotten into the corporate speaking a little bit too. The book basically tells how I found Hootie and the Blowfish through a curious path and what happened when we worked hard and got a little lucky, and sort of also the downward behind the scenes view as well. A lot of people don't know what it's like being in a band over time and what happens behind the scenes. So we get to peek behind the curtain there. And then by the end, it's a reunion and a few divorces, a few remarriages, a bunch of kids. And next thing you know, the book sort of ends right before that thing called COVID, which who wants to talk about that anyway?
We're thankfully beyond COVID, I think, for the most part. How did you survive that time?
Well, again, I'm thankful due to the success of my band. You know, we had some resources that allowed us to float through a period where we weren't able to do shows. And we had kids in high school and college at the time. They all came home. So my wife, Flora, and I were here suddenly with a lot of kids in our house again. And we enjoyed that. But we had, you know, a creative outlet. I have my piano and my guitars here. It's where I make and write my music. So I was also in the middle of writing Swimming with the Blowfish. So it gave me an excess of time to really get forward on that book. So it treated me okay. We didn't lose anybody very close, and we stayed pretty healthy, and, you know, we're thankful and blessed for that.
So nobody in the band got COVID?
I got it at some point.
Oh, you did?
We definitely got it, but we weren't even together. You know, we were in different cities when that was all going down, and everybody's pretty much stayed put with their families.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly glad that you're okay and everybody's okay. We've got Jim Sonnefeld on the show from Hootie and the Blowfish. And so you survived COVID. You made it through that. What's the tour schedule like now? What's your plan?
Well, we have just become empty nesters in my house. So we have a little bit of leverage to call the shots and create our own tour. I like to go out and play smaller gigs in smaller audiences where we can interact. We can have some questions and answers. So I'll have my acoustic guitar, sell a few books. They could be at bookstores, like I said, recovery places. But with the band, I think we're just waiting to see when we get itchy enough to go back out and try and do a big tour again. Mm-hmm. I'm getting itchy, I'll say that. I wouldn't mind doing something sooner than later. So maybe I need to make a few phone calls. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't sit dormant. Get out there and do something. I know the Hootie and the Blowfish fans would love. Do you have a name for the Hootie and the Blowfish fans? Is there like a name?
There are some of them called the Hooties. Our second album was a play on words talking about fair weather fans. And we had the name is Fairweather Johnson. It was the random name of somebody who is a fair weather fan. So a big group of them are the Fairweather Johnsons, even though it's a parody sort of. They're not really Fairweather fans. That's what they sort of took as a name. So,
well, I'm sure one of the things that people ask you is, how did you come up with Hootie and the Blowfish? I mean, who's Hootie? There's no Hootie in your band.
Right. And I will say that as a disclaimer, I was not there when they decided that would be a good name for a band.
Okay.
I may have had a dissenting vote. It was friends of our singer, Darius, who he knew back here at the University of South Carolina. And he used to give nicknames to people for different reasons. And these two particular guys had different nicknames. One was the Blowfish and one was Hootie. And they walked in an apartment party one night and someone just said across the room, "Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish are here." And ding, 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 either Mark or Dean or Darius or all three of them said, "Man, that'd be a good band name, wouldn't it?" I would have probably said, "No, that'd be a dumb bad name." But
that's right. A good name would be Sonny and the Blowfish.
I would have been voted out for that, too.
Jim Sonnefeld is here. Sonny from Hootie and the Blowfish, and, of course, his own very successful solo career as well. And so we only have a minute or two left. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to send some parting words out to not only to the international audience in 100 different countries who are broadcasting, but also you mentioned your fondness and association with the USO, the military tune into VOA and to our broadcast. So if you want to, you know, throw something at them, send a shout out. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
My goodness, nothing better than to be able to communicate to especially all those serving our country across the world. Find me on Facebook, Jim Sonnefeld Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, SonyTime64. And I love the connection. I love to hear from you and tell me what's inspiring you. And that's how we heal, connect and talk about things and interact. And I think some of my music might be inspiring to anybody across the world. So find me on my socials. And love to hear from you.
All right. We'd love to hear from you again. The next time you're in D.C., come by and visit us. When you put out the next album or get ready to announce the next tour, please keep in touch and let us know. We'll have you on again.
Thanks, and God bless.
Yeah, God bless you. It's a pleasure to meet you again and to have you on the show again. So thank you so much. Jim Sonnefeld is our guest, and Snowman Melting is the name of his new album, the 15th year anniversary edition. It's deluxe. It includes some surprises. Edwin McCain and Darius Rucker both join Jim on the new album. So thank you again, Jim, for being on the show. We appreciate your time and wish you continued success.
See you next time.
This is Border Crossings, and you're watching VOA TV.